Today on the Miracle Zone, we are proud to have David Sandercott, yogi and master meditation coach, join us in a second live appearance. In this episode, David talks about his latest written manifestation, 21-day meditation journey, connect with spirit every day in a new way. We'll find out what inspired David, the basics of a yoga practice, then we'll wade out into some deeper waters. And if there's time, he might even lead us into one of his powerful meditations. So for now, sit back, relax, and enter into the Miracle Zone. During the transition at the end, heading into the next stage, it feels like you can't make it. It feels like all hell is breaking out against you. It feels that way because you're almost there. The birth canal is the narrowest just before delivery. It's the darkest and the coldest just before dawn. Hello, I'm Pamela Chapman. Welcome to the Miracle Zone, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. Appropriate for today when it often seems like a changing, chaotic, and crazy world keeps us in challenging transition. Today is Tuesday, July 17th, and we're coming to you live from our place of miracle, the beautiful Rockies in Colorado. We have shifted once again. Thank you for allowing us to have some time out of your incredibly busy schedule to help guide you into your very own dream come true. I'll facilitate your journey into whatever you care to manifest for this time. So, whether you are transitioning through a job loss, career change, mate change, emptiness syndrome, retirement, loss of a loved one, or plain old limbo, we're here to help make the transition as painless and easy as possible. Today we are live, and we're inviting you to stay tuned and join David Sandercott and I as he shares with us his new book, 21-Day Meditation Journey, Connect with Spirit Every Day in a New Way. But first, if you're a regular listener, you know we like to do a few exercises before we begin. I'm not going to lead you into the guided meditation today because David's going to do that with us. But if you don't mind, I'd like to lead you into a very brief grounding exercise so that we can be open and prepared to receive David when he comes. So if you're in a safe space, that is, you're not driving a vehicle, not working heavy equipment, no place where you can be harmed, but in a safe space. And if you can quiet yourself and close your eyes with me, I'd like for you to just take a few deep breaths. And we do that by inhaling through our noses, allowing our stomachs to expand and our lungs to expand, and then we're going to exhale through our mouths. So join me in doing that, please. Inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Let's try that one more time. Miss Time, let's inhale Holy Spirit, joy, peace, happiness. And when we exhale, we're going to exhale out any stress, any anxiety, any fear, and any pain. Inhale. Exhale. Now, I'd like for you to imagine with me that you have a root coming from the bottom of your tailbone, what we refer to as our first chakra. See that root pushing down southward through your chair or your cushion, through your floor. And we're going to continue to push down through the ground, easily breaking the concrete, pressing south through the soil. Imagine with me that you see some magma and some lava enjoying the journey. And we continue to go southward, and we are looking for the core of the earth. That solid ground in the center of the earth. And we push down, down, down. You might begin to feel some heat. And just see that root and see that core, that iron nickel at the center of our earth, and allow your root to wrap around that core nice and tightly. You may see that. You may even feel it. Nice and tight. And why do we do this? So that we are grounded throughout the day. And if you see or feel yourself becoming a little bit rattled today, you really don't have time maybe for a full meditation, just ground. And I always like to say, you may sway to the left, sway to the right, regardless of the news, regardless of the hysteria you may hear all around you, you are grounded. You are solid, on solid ground. Okay, so now I hope you are as excited and ready to hear David. David, welcome to the Miracle Zone.
Glad to be here, Pamela. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I'd like to have you tell the audience a little bit about David Sandercott. This is your second visit, so some may know already, but go ahead and share that with our listeners, please, David.
Well, sure. You know, I'll start back in 1998 when I was relatively lost in life, and I lost 33 pounds of fat, gained 14 pounds of muscle, and figured if I could do that, I could be successful. So I figured I could find a book on how to do that. I read the book Think and Grow Rich. It told me I could do anything I wanted so long as I made a decision to do it and as long as I meditated. So those were the two things I took from it anyways. So I decided to be the world's shortest high fashion model. And I started meditating. And in less than 3 years, I got to be in Vogue magazine, and you can even see the pictures in one of the pictures in July Vogue of this year, as they reused one of the pictures. And then fast forward to 2010, I broke my foot the year before in five places. I wasn't able to meditate. It was like I went back asleep, and I forgot, and I found myself in the worst depression of my life. I was in a fetal position on the couch for 3 weeks, wanting to end my life. And in January of 2011, I reconnected with a meditation teacher of mine. I started meditating 2 hours a day. I haven't stopped meditating that since then. My whole life has changed, and I have found the source of joy, peace, and prosperity within me instead of outside of me, which is where I was looking for all those other years.
Yeah. And I like what you said, David. You said you went back to sleep. And, boy, that's so easy to do, isn't it? We could just easily just fall off that path and go back to sleep. But the good news is we can find our way back onto that light, onto the path. So since you were here with us last, your book has manifested, 21-Day Meditation Journey, Connect with Spirit Every Day in a New Way, and I'd like to congratulate you. I have your book.
Thank you. I love
your book. And I'd like for you to tell us something about your book. How's it broken down? What's the different parts of it? I think you have some live meditations. Tell us about your book.
Yeah.
Well, sure. You know, when I was young, in my early 20s, and I was meditating every day, I was working in Los Angeles on movie sets. And, you know, people were into meditation. You could talk about it then, but most people were reading books about meditation. And I didn't understand how you could do that. You know, I was like, you just meditated. So for my first book, I wanted to include a course. It's really a mini meditation course within a book. So the 21 days are, it's a different lesson every day, learning something different about self-realization, yoga, meditation, and then it comes with a guided meditation for you to follow along with every day, along with an exercise, a journaling question, extra credit, and it's designed to get you in the habit of daily meditation, and by giving you the meditations for extra guidance and support. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'd just like to share, like I said, I bought it, and it's a good read. It's an easy read. And I say that because, you know, lots of times, David, you can get books on the subject, on spiritual subjects, and they're very, you know, challenging, especially if you're just starting out. So I'd like to recommend this to anyone who is beginning their journey, and even if you're an advanced meditation student, this is an excellent book that guides you along exactly as David is saying. So, David, why in the world would anyone want to meditate? What's the big deal with meditation?
Well, why wouldn't you want to meditate might be a better question, but...
you're right.
You know, why wouldn't you? I don't know why. But, I mean, the benefits of meditation go on and on and on and on. But let's just say a common scenario in our society today is people are stressed out, overwhelmed, and dealing with anxiety. They tend to be searching for happiness outside of themselves. They think that if they get the promotion, if they start making 4,000 instead of 2,000 or 6,000 instead of 4,000, then their life will be happier. Then they get the girlfriend or the boyfriend, then they'll be happy. But what, you know, the great sages, saints, and avatars have been teaching us to the beginning of time is that we have to come to know ourselves and have to look within ourselves and in ourselves is everything we need for happiness and fulfillment. I know no other way to do that. And so let me just sort of jump now and just say, meditation is the way to control your mind. You know, we suffer, we experience pain and suffering because of ignorance of who we are, because we believe our thoughts, we believe our opinions about ourselves, we believe the opinions other people have about us, but none of that stuff really matters. When you meditate, you'll learn to know who you are, you know, you'll come to recognize yourself as the source of love, and you'll take conscious control of your mind so you no longer are an unconscious reactor to life, but instead a conscious observer. Does that make sense, Pamela?
Oh, absolutely, David. And last time, again, I had you on the show, and I was meditating. I had my own personal exercise that I was doing. And I'll never forget when you came on to a social media platform and you asked me if I meditated. And I'd say yes, because I was, David. But you are now my meditation coach. And the meditations that I am experiencing, what I have learned sitting under your direction when you talk about observing the observer. You know, David, I didn't realize that a good 80, if not 90, if not 98% of my thoughts were filled with garbage. You know, I would find myself standing, doing laundry. And it wasn't until you explained to me as part of a group, your mastermind meditation group, that if you pay attention to those thoughts, observe those thoughts throughout the day, we realize that we're really unconscious most of the day. We're really not aware of our thoughts. And then we wonder why we can't reach those goals that we have set for ourselves, why we can't perfect those actions or the feats that we set. Actually, we wind up being defeated because of our thinking. And you've done so much in helping me to understand that, observing the observer. That's a pretty cool exercise in itself.
Yeah, we can talk about that for a minute, but let me say this first, because you brought up such a good point that 80 or 90% of our thoughts are negative, or 89% of the time we're unconscious and our mind is just automatically running negative programs because that's what it's going to do. It's going to run the programs that you last were thinking or generally just go negative because we're programmed that way. And it's not really – so we could, like, listen to an interview like this or go to a class or go to a seminar and we get all pumped up and we feel really good and we've shifted our positive thoughts maybe to 30% or 40%. But then shortly after that, you know, we're back in the same routine of going unconscious and having these negative programs run. And so the key is to get over that 51% hump where your thoughts are 51% positive. You know, once you get there, then you can really start getting momentum. But like you said, it's really only 10 to 20% generally that our thoughts are positive. So how do we get there to that 51%, you know, positive, so we can really start building momentum? And what Pamela is talking about is observe the observer observing. And you know, it's one of those things that's self-evident once you experience it, but it's a little bit difficult for me to put into words. So maybe right now might be a decent time to just do a short meditation, Pamela. You mentioned you wanted to do that. Would now
Absolutely.
Be appropriate time?
Yes.
Okay.
Go for
it. Great.
Please.
Thank
you.
Well, let's do that then. So let's everybody, you know, assuming you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, let's go ahead and close your eyes and just get comfortable in your seat. And let's just start with 3 deep breaths in, breathing in and out through our nose. Take a deep breath in, and on your exhale, just let go of the day you have ahead of you. Another deep breath in. Breathing in to any areas of stress or tension in your body. And on the exhale, release and let go. Now your deepest breath in yet. Breathing in, squeezing your fingers, squeezing your toes, tensing up your whole body. And on the exhale, you know, out of your mouth, just let it go with a nice, Now let's just take a moment to imagine that you're dipping into a warm, bubbling jacuzzi or your favorite hot mineral spring. As you submerge yourself into the warm, bubbling water, you're just effortlessly relaxed. And now begin to bring all your attention to the point between your eyebrows or your third eye. Just begin to tune in. If it's comfortable, you can slightly lift your gaze. Just putting all your attention on this third eye. This becomes our homing beacon. During meditation, it's useless to try and stop your mind from thinking. You can't possibly stop mental effort with more mental effort. So instead, just redirect your energy, redirect your thoughts to the point between your eyebrows. As soon as a thought begins to surface and you catch it, just redirect your attention between your eyebrows. This helps create a natural relaxation response in your body. Now let's just take a moment to take a deep breath in and hold your breath for a moment. I want you to feel your heart beating. You can exhale when you're ready. And now just notice what's causing your heart to beat. You know, I don't know how to make my heart beat. You don't know how to make your heart beat. But there's an innate intelligence within us. There's a life force within us that is causing life within us. And how could we be anything else other than that? We are the life force itself. Put your attention on this life force. You know, this becomes the meditation, allowing the life force to meditate you instead of meditating. We come to realize that there's more to us than our personality, than our body, than our mind, than our thoughts. We come to know our true selves. We come to know this part of ourselves that can observe ourselves thinking. You know, so take a minute right now and observe yourself thinking. Like, I wonder what I'm going to think about next. Now just watch your mind think. And now put your attention on that part of yourself that can watch yourself think. There's a subject and an object. You know, who am I? Who are you? Are you the thoughts randomly popping up in your head? Or are you that which can observe your thoughts? Now notice how it's just like a movie. You know, your thoughts that are being thought are like the script of your life. Your eyes are projecting the movie. Like if you're watching a scary movie on TV or in the movie theater, and Jaws comes up and it's like dun 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 dun, or some other scary murderer type character. You know, adrenaline is created in your body. There's emotional and chemical responses in your body. It's as if it's really happening. But of course, it's just a movie. It's not happening. You could change the channel or walk out of the theater. And same with the movie of your life. If you don't like what you're observing, you can simply rewrite the script. Because you're the director, the writer, the producer, and the star of the movie of your own life. Now, as you have your attention on that part of yourself that can observe your mind thinking, take a step back even farther and observe the observer observing. Turn your consciousness not around 180 degrees. Thou art that. Take a deep breath in. And let's just contemplate for a moment your hand. You know, your hand cannot experience its handness. Right? Your hand is being experienced because signals are being sent through your nervous system, sensations, to your brain, which is experiencing your hand. But the sensations cannot experience the sensations themselves. They need the mind to experience the sensations. The thoughts and feelings that you feel in your mind, let's just stick with thoughts, the thoughts in your mind, you know, your thinkingness cannot experience thinkingness. It needs the mind to experience the thought. And the mind itself cannot experience the mind, consciousness. The consciousness can experience the mind. How conscious are you of your consciousness? The more conscious you are, the better you feel, the happier you are, the easier your life works, the more enjoyable it is. It's when you go unconscious that you experience pain, suffering, friction in your life. Only unconscious people harm other people. The answer to all your problems, as well as all of problems in humanity, is an evolution of consciousness, is everybody becoming more conscious. And yet, consciousness cannot experience itself. It exists in the larger field, we'll say, of awareness. Of, you know, the Godhead, of that which is. So just take one more moment to observe yourself, and then to observe the observer observing. Life exists in a field of energy, and we're all just fields of energy within fields of energy within fields of energy within fields of energy. You are the consciousness itself. You are that which can observe the observer observing. Take a deep breath in, and let's just take a moment to be silent as we observe ourselves observing the observer. But first, let's just bring up your right hand. This will just help. And I'm just going to send you love through the airways. And you'll pick up this love in the tip of your middle finger. So just kind of picture now your middle finger being starting to glow with white light, like maybe sparkling white light. You are protected and guided by the divine in all your activities, day and night, in all places. And go ahead and just give your third eye a little touch with your middle finger. Maybe a tap or two. Good. And just bring your hands down on your lap. Put all your attention on the point between your eyebrows. And we're just going to sit in silence for a moment while I send you love. The more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive. Good. Just notice how conscious you are of your consciousness. Just observe the observer observing. Turn your consciousness around 180 degrees and be that which you are. You are the life force itself. You are that which is causing your heart to beat. Take a deep breath in. Just notice what state of mind you're in, what state you are in. We can just clap our hands real quick and rub them together. Just go ahead and palm your eyes, putting the energy in your eyes, and just breathing your eyes open slowly when you're ready. Just observing how conscious you are of your consciousness. Are you with me, Pamela?
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you, David. 100%.
Oh, good. Were you able? Good. Did I describe observe the observer observing? Was that helpful to you and your audience, do you think?
I think that's the only way to describe it, you know, because it's a challenging concept. But in the meditation, it's very easy to relate to that. And it's pretty funny because when you talk about our thoughts, I remember I used to fight with my thoughts. I used to spend more time fighting with my thoughts than meditation. And I then started believing that, well, goodness, if I stop my thoughts, okay, this is ego going, you stop your thoughts, you're going to die. You know, that's the end of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny, as soon as you told us to close our eyes on this call, my mind immediately went to, you have to monitor the board, you need to look, did this happen, did this happen? My mind went there immediately. But within a few seconds, maybe a minute, I was able to observe the observer. Observing. And I think the audience should know that the more you practice, the less challenging that exercise becomes. You live for it.
You live for it. That's right. There becomes a point where you just close your eyes and boom, you're gone, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's peaceful. Your mind stops, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like you talk about getting in between those thoughts, which at one time I thought was impossible, that there's no space in between those thoughts. But they do slow, and you are able to walk into that quiet place. Amazing.
Yeah, and what you're really looking for, it's a common thing, you know, in between the thoughts, but what you're really looking for is the moment before the thought. You know, follow the thought back to its source, because it is hard to get, you know, when your mind's going, it's, you've got 1/10,000th of a second in between your thoughts to catch the silence, and you really can't do that. So it's like when we say bring your attention back to the point between the eyebrows, I could also be saying, you know, hold your attention there and follow your thoughts back from the place from which they came. And so, I mean, this is just a slight variation on the technique. It's like you laser focus on your thoughts, and as soon as you're able to, you know, see the thought or catch it, you follow it back to its source. And so at first it'll be like a paragraph. You know, your mind might get a paragraph of thinking in. Then you'll catch it, you'll follow it back to the silence. Then maybe a sentence. Then maybe a word. Then maybe only half a thought. Does that make sense, Ella?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And not to frighten any of the beginners, you know, that's listening, and you may say, oh, that sounds a bit complicated. Well, that's why you need a meditation coach, and David's a great one at that. So we'll have you share your information with us at the end here. But I'd like to talk a little bit about, you share a lot of the, I don't know if I'm saying it right, Sanskrit language. Am I saying that right, David?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. And you share, you talk about Shakipat and the breath of fire, which isn't Sanskrit term, but I'd like you to maybe talk about the breath of fire and Shakipat to the audience. What are you talking about?
Okay, great. So these are like 2 days in the book. These are 2 different lessons in the 21-day meditation journey. So Shakipat is, you know, the most advanced sort of meditation training you can get. That I've experienced. And it's also the foundation of any real teacher or teaching. And essentially, it's the silent transmission. It's the, you know, you could say in, you know, in Western terms, it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is working through them. It's not the person who's doing anything. It's the field of consciousness itself. It's that when, it's not what the teacher has to say. It's that when you're with him, you can find the silence, or at least it's easier. Like you've noticed, you've said before that since you've started, you know, training with me or taking my classes, my meditation classes, part of the mastermind, meditation's kind of become easier. You've been able to go deeper. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. Definitely.
And when you're on the meditation calls, do you feel energy? Do you get the sense that it's easier to silence your mind or to sort of connect?
Yes, absolutely. My alone meditations are great, but when connecting with you and with a group, that experience is intensified, magnified.
Yes. And so Shakti is spirit, and Pad is the transmission of that spirit. So, you know, you don't, I wouldn't personally go around saying I do Shakipat or I'm a Shakipat, you know, teacher, because that's reserved typically for the greatest masters in the history of the world. But nonetheless, Shakipat is a transmission, and that is what you're looking for in any teacher, in any spiritual teacher. If they're not able to give you that silent transmission, well, then, you know, it's not really a true spiritual teaching. Does that give you an explanation?
Yes.
Was that helpful?
Yes,
okay.
It does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Do you want me to talk about Breath of Fire a little bit?
Yes, you absolutely.
Yeah. And so Breath of Fire is really, so breathing techniques, it's a pranayama. It's a breathing exercise. And it's one of the first ones I learned many, many years ago from, and you know, so as we grow and evolve as teachers, as students, you know, I'm a teacher and a student, I'm always growing. I don't necessarily recommend too many breathing exercises. They're not necessary. It's kind of trying to force the kundalini up. It can be. But this particular exercise is really helpful in the beginning of your practice, particularly when you're having trouble quieting your mind. You know, by putting all your attention on the breathing and doing these breathing exercises, you sort of subdue your mind into a state of silence, and it helps to connect and to feel your life force energy. Is there more of an explanation needed for that?
No, I think that's good. I think that's very good. You had mentioned, you said the word kundalini. So when you speak of kundalini, you're speaking of the life force within us, right? So there's several different types of practices. But the one that you practice and the one you talk about in your book, is it specific to kundalini? Is that the one that you would recommend, or does it matter?
Yeah, I'd recommend doing that. And kundalini, so there's kundalini yoga, which is, it's been branded, you know, kundalini yoga, what most people think of is what's taught by Yogi Bhajan. And then that is kundalini yoga, but in a way, kundalini yoga is anything where you're working to raise your kundalini energy. And so it's more effective, I think, to get around someone who has a transmission of energy. You know, it's like when we touch your third eye, you know, it's the energy the transmission of that energy that's going to awaken your kundalini, which is typically represented as a serpent coiled at the base of your spine. And it needs to be awakened, and then it will rise up through the chakras. And so, just, again, I recommend, it's a fun exercise. You're going to practice it in the book if you get it. It was very helpful to me in the beginning of my practice when I was learning to quiet my mind. But as a generalization, after a short time of use, it's really better just to connect with the transmission, just to connect with the life force within you that is you, and it will all happen naturally of its own, depending on your devotion and commitment.
Yes, yes. Well, I wanted to have you back. I have to tell you, we're mid-year, and of all the shows that we've done, David, yours happened to be the most popular. I think I've ran your show 3 times now. And the reason I do that is, yes, David is a great guy. And what I have learned under you, and I know sometimes some of my Christian buddies out there get really afraid of meditation, which I don't understand why. But aside from that, because practicing with you has really expanded my life and helped me to find that happiness. I thought I knew how to tap into happiness before, maybe with a lot of emotion, maybe with some praying, but praying at a lower calibration than I understood way back when. You know, I started to understand later in life that my prayers needed to be at a certain frequency for the divine to even hear. But I'm sharing this because I'm not a salesperson, but when I believe in something and when I believe in someone, and when I say that what you have taught, what I have learned under you has helped me to be happy. And honestly, when I don't get that 1 hour of meditation, and I always do some type of devotion before I begin my day. But, David, when I don't get that hour in, my day is off. You know, it's a challenging day for me. So I want my listeners to purchase David's book, 21 Day Meditation Journey, Connect with Spirit Every Day in a New Way. Get it. It's for your good. I get nothing for promoting David. But I believe in him, and I know that what he offers helps. We all could use a little help. And I personally thank you, David, again and again. I thank you. So tell the listeners, please, where they can purchase your 21-day meditation journey.
Oh, Pamela, you just warmed my heart so much. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You know, right now, the place to get the 21-day meditation journey, Connect with Spirit Every Day, is on Amazon. That's really the only place you can get it until my website's completed. And the best thing to do is just to simply go to Amazon, and maybe I'll give Pamela a link so it can be, you could just click on it somewhere where you're catching this show. But is to go to Amazon and just search it. You can search David Sandercott, 21-Day Meditation Journey, and you'll find it there, and you can purchase it there.
Yes. And is there a Kindle edition, David? I don't remember. Is it also in Kindle?
Yes, and there is a Kindle edition, which is, you know, it's less than half the price. And you know, you still get access to the meditations, which is – the whole book is valuable, but it's that meditation course that if you – commit
yes.
to that and have some sort of devotion to that, it can really change your life, you know.
Absolutely. David, is there anything else you want to leave with the audience? You've shared so much with us already. Is there anything else? One golden tidbit? Meditate
well, one
every day.
Golden tidbit. You know, the thing is about telling someone to meditate every day is that, you know, they might not be able to, but what I can tell you is that through your will, you know, Pamela said she starts the day with devotion, some sort of devotional practice. So if there's one thing that I could suggest is to do that, because, you know, even if it's just 5 minutes of prayer and close your eyes for a minute and look at your third eye and just, you know, surrender your life to a power greater than yourself, to let go of thinking that you know anything, letting go of thinking your thoughts and opinions are important, and just asking how may you be a servant of the divine or a servant of a power greater than yourself. And I think that will help you as much as anything.
Yes. How might each of us serve? I love that. David,
yeah.
Thank you again. And, yes, please send me a link, or I can just go on and grab the link and put it on the show site so you can purchase your book, 21-Day Meditation Journey, Connect with Spirit Every Day in a New Way. Hey, we
yeah.
love you all. Thank you for tuning in. And hear you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.